With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Helena's Jim Phillips clearly remembers the hot, dry, stormy summer of 1967. Wildfires were popping up across the West that year. That also happened to be Phillips' first year as a smoke jumper.
All the bases in the other regions expended all their smoke jumpers on fires, and they would call Missoula, and we'd go. We would attend to the ones in our region, but we were also on call to the others, and there were a lot of calls.
Phillips was a young veteran attending the University of Montana and needed some extra cash that summer. He thought smoke jumping, literally parachuting into the backcountry to battle wildfire, would be a good fit. The Forest Service's smoke jumping program was only about 27 years old then. It celebrates its 75th anniversary this weekend. Hundreds of former smoke jumpers descend on Missoula starting Friday to celebrate this year's National Smoke Jumper Association reunion. Phillips is organizing the event.
We are very good at what we do. We're a specialty team, and we can do small fires, but increasingly fires have gotten large. Some argue that it has to do with climate change, but certainly we're well aware that we're getting larger, more severe fires. And the orientation of the jumpers has been a little more different. There's a lot more experience and more professionalism with them now. They're by far better trained, and they're trained in fire management and logistics and plans and operations and incident command and that sort of thing. And many of the forests can put people on the ground on fires, but they don't have the skilled management available for all of their fires. And so they look to the smoke jumper organization for a lot of that management expertise. There's a vision out there coming out of the Washington office that every load of jumpers will have a management team on board, that they're that experienced and that skilled that they can take over a fire and manage the ground forces that are there.
You know, the Forest Service has always been on the cutting edge of technology, Mr. Phillips, when it comes to firefighting. On the surface, though, smoke jumpers would seem to be a decidedly old-school, low-tech solution to firefighting. What's their place in the future of the Forest Service's plan to fight these bigger, badder fires we're getting?
The idea is that you can fight a war with all kinds of weapons, but you have to occupy space with people on the ground. They need to have people on the ground with the knowledge and vision to understand what kind of the technological resources they need to call in to mitigate the effects of the fire, whether it's more people or more air tankers. They're the folks that would do this. By their own right, they bring a lot of new technology with them. So they employ technology, but then they also have the knowledge of how to use the technology that's available and know when to use it and when to call for it.
Tell us about this weekend reunion.
75 years, yeah, that first fire jump in 1940, two guys. Smoke jumpers have attended to 7,000 fires in those 75 years, have jumped that many fires in Montana alone. That's a lot of commitment, and we're celebrating those years with gathering people from other bases to gather in Missoula to kind of celebrate the fact that we've gotten to the age that we have and enjoying one another's companies. We'll start the affair on the Oval at the University of Montana, beautiful setting, some beer and barbecue on Friday night. Again, activities in the day on Saturday. Museum Mountain Flying is offering flights in the Travel Air 6000, same aircraft that Rufus Robinson and Earl Cooley jumped out of at the first fire. And it will culminate with a big banquet that evening, the keynote speaker for which will be John McLean, son of Norman McLean of A River Runs Through It and Young Men in Fire. John, in fact, helped finish Young Men in Fire for his father. And then we are going to have a somber moment on Sunday to remember those former jumpers who have passed on. I think I remembered talking with the printer and wanted to know how many names to put in the booklet. And I said, I think we have 250 names. And I think that's accurate since the last reunion 4 years ago. So we're losing a lot of those pioneer smoke jumpers. And it's an opportunity to reaffirm ourselves a little bit and be glad that we're still alive.
Why do I get the feeling this is going to be a rowdy bunch?
Well, I think our reputation far exceeds our abilities. Most of us anymore have gotten to the age where rowdiness is something we talk about rather than do. These are mature individuals. They want to have a good time. They will have a good time. But the days of swinging from the chandeliers for most of us is over.
And I hope along the way a beer or two is hoisted in honor of the current men and women who are out there humping it in British Columbia and Alaska and Idaho and all the other places. They're working hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jim Phillips, the chief push of the 75th Smoke Jumpers Reunion being held later this week in Missoula. Hope you all have a terrific time, and thanks to you and your colleagues for your service as well.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed my time with you.